Yeah, I'm doing pretty good at my dad's house this week, so the vibes.
I know the vibes, yeah.
Well, you don't know, Jesse, but
You have to have a dad to know the vibes. I'm sorry. That was my one get in. That was my one get in. I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity. I saw look. The way it opened. Look, I just monitored your nose through this. I was like,
Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. As always, my name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Balor, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I am here with my co-host, first, Jesse Payne.
Dirty Perky on the way.
A.k.a. Dolomite, a.k.a. Baby Samoa Joe, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly Y. Keep the keys raw on you hoes. And Derek Small.
What up, man? What up?
AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Kobe cannot be here for work-related reasons.
RIP.
Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes and for Dre for the intro music. As you guys can see, we're doing a little bit something different this time. We are on YouTube. All right, so go ahead and leave a comment below. Also, subscribe and like the channel. We're going to do some very special episodes on here, testing something out. And also, this is another No Philly pod. A couple reasons for that. One is, we just want to do it again, to be honest with you. Two, D-Will is busy doing some editing for our next two episodes. It's a lot of moving parts, but there are some very special episodes. We'll get to that at the very end of the podcast. But it is me, Jesse, and Derek, No Philly on YouTube. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Good evening. Good evening, brethren.
Oh, Jesus. Yo, when we were talking pre-recording, it was one of those we just need to just press the light, let us go.
It was also, let's not record yet, because there was something said that should not be heard.
I wonder by who.
I wonder who said you know those how things.
Derek, you know how Derek is. You know how Derek is. You know
he already trying to drag my name through the mud. We ain't even started yet.
Well, get it back in blood, Derek. Get it back in blood. Stop talking about it. Be about it.
Why are you so hostile? We was good 3 minutes ago, bro.
Did you not see me pop a vegan perk? I'm out of here.
The fact that you got a vegan option.
you just go to your supply. Hi, can I have this in vegan? Like, oh yeah, yeah. Water right here.
Now it's a $10 upcharge.
Oh, okay. That's no problem. I showed y'all in the group chat that Uber Eats is allowing a $0 delivery fee on all prescription. They ain't say what type of prescription drugs. They just said $0 delivery fee.
They finna ban you like they banned old girl. they finna be like, bro, you can't order Musk no more.
You can't. Be like, yeah, Instacart has already followed suit. So has Grubhub.
Look, all the other companies too, like GoPuff. I'm like, sorry, I literally thought GoPuff was an offensive dating app for BBWs. I really did. I really
Now that we've gotten into the porn story, can we talk about Derek's mustache right now? This nigga looks like
it's not as bad as you're making it out to be, I promise you. It's really not.
Boy, you look like you got three kids and a whole wife. What are you talking about?
This is literally just a mustache.
Boy, this is a World War II mustache.
Because we're used to you with the beard, bro, or at least the goatee. So right. Now it is just a mustache. Like,
Man, he got the red tail joint on, bro.
Be like, yeah, so I understand that you guys ordered 3 sausage pizzas. Oh no, we have no money to pay you with, though. That's all right.
look. hey, he like. He's like, I heard you ordered 3 sausage pizzas, sir. You have no pizza boxes. I have them. I'm packed.
The boxes are just conveniently placed over there.
Oh, by the way, this episode of It's Just Joseph is sponsored by Consent. Consent. Subscribe to it, you dirty bastards. All right. So, like we were saying,
this is going to be a long night. Jesus Christ. Sponsored by Consent?
What's wrong with being sponsored by Consent?
Free what?
Well, we had commercials, weird commercials like that. Sponsored by Value. Value, get you some. Oh, okay. Well, damn. What you doing? You sit on the couch all day. You're not doing nothing. Get it together.
You let anybody talk to you any type of way. You was a bitch.
You were just going to let them do that to you, Jesse? I'm like, bro, why are you attacking me?
Hell no.
How we doing this week? Even though it's, what, Monday? Is today Monday?
I think it's Tuesday.
Oh, I can't tell time no more.
Man's woke up, didn't look at his calendar. he was just free in the day. He was just like, you know what? I'm gonna say whatever day it is. It's Wednesday to me.
You just gotta mumble the first part and just say day at the end, and it's good.
I'm like, I'm feeling like a Thursday today. I don't care.
I'm good, man. I'm on spring break. You know what I'm saying? As y'all can see. This isn't my, you know, usual, you know,
cave
background. Cave is pretty accurate too.
He doesn't also look as good as he does now. You know, that's what money does for you kids. So,
yep. So I'm in Chicago, just kicking it.
You're where exactly? What was that?
Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Flossmoor to be specific.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought a goofy nigga said something.
Period.
Jesus.
I'm doing pretty good at my dad's house this week. So you know the vibes.
I know the vibes, yeah.
Well, you don't know, Jesse, but you know.
You have to have a dad to know the vibes. I'm sorry. That was my one get in. I saw an opportunity. I saw, look, I just wanted to know through this. I was like,
oh my God.
I feel like that was like, I already like pushed him out of bounds and you were like, nah, fuck that. And like tackled him anyway.
Just tackle me.
That was implied. You were like, nah, fuck that.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I didn't have a consistent father, but now I'm doing the book ending and I'm being a consistent father. So that's good. But my day has been I've been doing good. It's Tuesday, so far so good.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know where else to go from here. I didn't even know it was Tuesday.
All right. So this is something I was talking to Derek about earlier. So you're familiar with the cocaine bear, right, Justin?
Yes.
Okay, so for those that don't know, very long story short, it was a bear that, like, there's a cocaine dropped in the middle of somewhere. I don't remember where, but a bear got to it, and it's, like, kilos of coke, like keys on keys on keys, and he was eating it, and, like, his heart collapsed because it's a bear on cocaine. But for, like, the 2 or 3 hours that it was alive on cocaine, it was probably the most dangerous thing to have ever walked the face of the planet, right? Like an 800-pound bear on cocaine is just some of the scariest shit. My question to you guys, what are the other animals you would be terrified of if they were coked out of their mind?
A rhino, an elephant.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about a rhino.
A rhino, an elephant, a cheetah, a lion.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Explain the cheetah.
The cheetah? Well, it's really simple, really, if you think about it. If Derrick Jackson was on coke, he would be even more dangerous.
You know what, sir?
Everybody in the stadium just stands up and starts clapping. It's just
like, I did not see that coming.
I did not, bro. I'm see, like, oh.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. A lion wouldn't cheat, but I bet a tiger would.
Boo. Boo.
But no, I think a cheetah would. I mean, before his heart's collapsed from all that coke, I feel like it would be like running at a ridiculous speed.
But I think that's gonna make his heart collapse even faster because it's running at like 70 miles an hour.
But like, do you think in that split second that cheetah would record like the fastest time ever?
Probably. It'll run at like 100 miles an hour.
That's the thing. So you gotta consider that. So yeah, that might not be the most dangerous, but that's the fuck it. Cause like what if you just walk and you just get hit by that shit? You're not gonna survive it.
But see, cheetahs ain't even big, you know what I'm saying? Like cheetahs are like 90 pounds or some shit like that. Like it's just they're just lean.
You say so this think... like you tackled a cheetah before. You say this shit like
right, that was part of my training to become strong. Right? I had to corner a cheetah, fucking tackle.
It was like a rodeo.
She's like, huh?
Get him.
I told Derek like a coked out wolf sounds a little bit more dangerous, but it's also like it's a single wolf. Now, if a wolf pack is coked out, like that's a completely different ball game, right? You got like 10 coked out wolves, like they can fuck up anything that they set their mind to, or like a coked out hyena. You know what I mean? Like
that cocaine.
Like, a coked out hyena is just chaotic, like bad. You know what I'm saying? It's just fucking up everything. It will take over the Sahara. So like, what else? Like what else would? Would be an issue.
A cocaina would sound like Pusha T laughing.
My argument earlier when I was talking to Josh was a gorilla. Imagine a coked out gorilla just running through like Chicago, just tearing
a gorilla
shit
in a fucking.
That's exactly like, what I was thinking,
like, bro. Like if you can imagine like the strongest form of a gorilla, like a Kong. And then take Kong and put him on cocaine, right? That's terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. I don't want to be around. I don't want to be in the vicinity. I don't want to be anywhere near that thing when it's on coke, like a coked up gorilla. I don't want to be around.
Right. I think the silverback gorilla, correct me if I'm wrong, is the most intelligent mammal, or at least one of the most intelligent.
It's one of the more intelligent apes, so like we're all
One of the most intelligent apes.
You know what I mean? So
right. I was just trying to because we have these and we know how to use them correctly.
Right.
but I'm like, I will be really curious as to seeing that silverback gorilla on cocaine. That would be so funny.
What's your pick, Justin? Because I said a coked out hyena. He said a coked out gorilla.
Rhino.
What?
Rhino. Damn. Bro. That's that just scary. That's scary.
Man,
man, imagine some that thing running at you, and like if it attacks and it actually connects. Oh no! Like,
what would win in a fight, Jesse? A coked out gorilla or coked out bear?
A bear has claws, but a gorilla got. But there's a gorilla grip.
We talked about it.
It's a gorilla grip. I don't know, bro. I'm kind of undefeated with that gorilla grip, so I don't know.
Gosh, I'm lonely. Gosh. I'm sad now.
This episode of It's Just Jokes is sponsored by Virginity. Virginity. Derek.
You know what? I'm not even mad at it, man.
Answer your question, I would probably say, I don't know. I'll probably go with the gorilla, because if that gorilla just like hops on the back, it can just, you know, just ring that neck off. But at the same time, though, bears have claws and bears can rip the shit out of anybody. And this is going, this is a bear lover. So hey.
Not that kind of bear lover. Like the action like the animal in the fucking wild.
So yeah, probably I'll probably go a gorilla.
I think I go a gorilla too, because yeah. I think if it's like they're not coked out, I think the bear wins. Because a gorilla has never seen anything like, I said this earlier, a gorilla has never seen anything a bear size move a bear size, whereas a gorilla or a bear has seen something a gorilla size move the way it does.
Exactly.
But like, if they're both like just fucking snorted a whole kilo and just out of their mind and their heart is racing out of his chest, has got an hour and a half to live, I think I'm going to put my money on the gorilla.
Yeah. How about you, Derek?
Well, I mean, you know where I'm going, right? Like, I got to go with the gorilla just because, like I said, like, Josh has a very valid point to where, like, if they were just fighting, like, without being on coke, you know, the bear would probably tear his ass. The bear will win. Like, but just imagining a gorilla on cocaine, like, it's already pretty strong as is.
It's funny as fuck.
And then you add cocaine to the mix, like...
Hey, yeah, can we take the shit to Brookfield or something? Like,
we can too. Hey, the Brookfield is just open back up too.
Hey, I'm gonna just walk in. Excuse me, I'll talk to the manager.
I have a proposal for you guys. A
proposition, if you will.
All right, what's the gorilla that you hate the most and the bear you hate the most? All right, we'll do the one night only fight night.
Would it be different? They were on crack. would it be different they were on crack?
See, I feel like with crack they'd be good for like hour and a half, but then something will probably happen to them midway through that I just like mess them up, like internally. Like with cocaine, you know, I just feel like it's a better, you know, just overall high, you know.
Well, I feel like there'd be a lot of dick sucking.
I was going to say that, bro. They go come down and be like, some more of that crack, baby? Like, imagining a gorilla doing this.
Like, you're going to be messed up the rest of his life.
I feel like there'd be a lot of fellatio in there. I don't know. Where are they going to stop? They're going to fight, all right. Yeah, you know they was going to fight.
Don't do that. Shit.
To the GOAT.
Man, I miss that man, bro.
To the GOAT, man.
I miss that man a lot.
Bro, I had 5 verses ready for him, and they all were trash. But he couldn't listen to them.
I remember we were talking about if you were going to be on I Got My Breath, but if you turned it like super dark, like, yeah, he don't got his breath. Like you did the whole thing like Kendrick or some shit. Like I still would pay good money to see that. Like what that sound like.
He was sitting back to me. So Jesse, this is supposed to be a very positive song.
You're like, right. And you're just like, yeah.
For the kids. Like, saying he can't breathe because you shot him twice, I don't think that's really. But I shot him with my triple beam of positivity. No, I don't think that's what you did. I don't think that's what you did at all.
You shot him like a Care Bear, like
love.
I also appreciate how much you also reference YNW Melly. That song, because like that is the funniest sequence of events for me, is that he wrote the first song and then was like, nah, I gotta go back and tell it from that nigga's perspective.
Why? But the thing is, like, I remember one time you were showering and you were playing it and I was like, Oh, it's the different song. It sound like the same song.
It does sound like the same song.
Until he said he ain't even shoot me once. This nigga shot me twice. And I was like, wow. Yeah, he did that. I don't know what he did, but he did that. I ain't gonna be the first to say it.
You know what he did. He said what he did.
I don't know what he did, bro. I don't know what he did. If the DA comes, I don't know what he did.
How do we get from fucking Cocaine Bear to Julian?
That's why I appreciate Jesse though. He'd be a good friend. Like Jesse not gonna snitch on you, bro. Like if anybody in your friend group, like if you can depend on anybody in your friend group to not, you know, snitch, it'd be Jesse.
Like, nah, he didn't do that. He wasn't there. I had these pictures.
No, you just hit him with the, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
No. So we have these pictures. We have these photos of pictures. Him. That's not him.
I had these IG pictures of y'all together at this strip club. Wasn't me.
Hey, it wasn't me.
It was Photoshopped.
We caught you in 4K. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me, man.
Y'all were here trying to arrest another black man on false charges.
Wow. That's crazy. So you're saying my black life don't matter. Wow. Who's the most likely to snitch?
Don't do this.
Let's go.
We're going to say me anyway. Let's just call it.
No. I don't think it's you.
Out
of all of our friend group.
I
didn't know if you were just talking about us three or our overall friend group. So you're talking about our overall friend group? Who's the most? So who are we considering in this group? Who are we considering?
Devin ain't saying shit. I know that much.
Devin's not.
No, he's not.
Devin ain't saying shit. I don't think Ross would snitch, but he would definitely talk to the police. You feel me?
Yeah. I think it would be Lou out of pressure. I feel it's Lou out of pressure. Like, just out of pressure. I think he would have held it down until they started like hitting him with like questions back to back, and then they would have tripped him up.
All you gotta say is like, I'm not saying nothing until my lawyer show up. What the fuck?
And he'll forget that. They'll be like, I'm your friend, Lou. He's like, I don't know. Just let me in, Lou. Just let me in. Look, it'll be like, so did you snitch? Yeah, but like me and the DA, we're really good Bible buddies. So we're gonna start. I'm like, all right. It's like, yeah, Jesse, they said you'll be out in 6 months. I'm like, just if I don't get killed in here.
Side note. This episode is also sponsored by Black Men Don't Cheat. Remember, we're just at Bible study. Remember.
Wow.
Speaking of, let's talk about this. I had no idea who this dude was before this week, bro.
Teen Jackson, what's happening? Oh, I've been waiting.
No idea who this motherfucker was.
I've been waiting 9 long years for this. 9 long.
That is the goofiest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Listen, okay, ladies. I'm only targeting ladies for this, black women in this, because that's who we cater to. Black women's particularly 25 to 35. It's emphasizing really 30 and up. This is what happens when you take relationship advice from a man who constantly did all his videos for 9 straight years in a car. You never seen his wife. You didn't even knew he was married or even had a wife. None of that. That's what happens. This is what happens.
I mean, it was just so. I told you, me and Josh were on the phone earlier. Just clown mess, bro. It was just clown shit throughout that whole video. Like, she really sat up there and was holding this man's hand throughout the whole video.
He was holding her hand. Because he had the one interlocked and then the other one. She could not go anywhere if she wanted to.
And a lot of people.
She participated in it in general. The fact that she was there was just.
Yeah. But here's the thing. So, like, a lot of people were getting on her case about, like, how come she didn't leave ASAP, no Rocky. But here's the thing, though. She did disclose. She did disclose in that little stream that she did leave. She's giving him a chance, even though it looks like she's just not there. Side note, here's the thing. And I kind of picked this up from women because I do this a lot, too, in some cases. When you mentally check out, you can tell you're physically there, but you are mentally not there. She's not there, bro. She's gone. She's gone. At least from the video at the time. She looked gone, or she looked like she didn't want to do it. She didn't. Now, listen, I say some rather controversial things, but one thing I ain't going to do is what that nigga did. I used to do this. I used to say men like Derrick Jackson and then Kevin Samuels, whatever you call that man, whatever his name is, the one that just said Sweetie was a six at best or some shit. I used to be like, okay, they're on two different spectrums, right? Because Derrick Jackson and Drake are simps, okay? And then you got Kevin Samuels, who's just like, women, you got to understand a high-value man will cheat, and you got to accept that. But now I realize, no, these are all in the same, they're all in the same group.
The Venn diagram is a perfect circle, yes.
Yeah, they're all in the same group. It's just pick how you want to get played. Do you want a light-skinned simp that literally has, like, family issues and was bullied to be a father, and aunt's probably not even a good father at that? Or do you want a dark skinned man saying the same shit? Like, which one you want?
He's probably not even a good father. Like,
probably not a good father. But you know, hey,
you know, we usually don't talk about relationship stuff on this podcast, but like, this is just like, bro, just leave it. Like, just leave. Like, just don't do this shit no more. Like,
she should have hit him a Madea and just hit his ass upside the head. Like grip ball? Boom!
Not that we advocate violence on this podcast. You know, don't do that.
We don't. I think there's a... I'm glad as a group we strategically comment about relationships or what we have, you know, had in our past relationships, you know, and I say strategically because we'll do it off camera. We won't do it on camera.
It's very.
And it's for this particular reason, because I don't know exactly what's going on behind, you know, the camera. I don't know exactly how the dynamic of the relationship is. Twitter's already starting and they're going to keep going with these damn viral tweets that look like PhD paragraphs. Like, you just automatically, or psychology paragraphs, like, you know exactly what's going on. Like, I remember seeing one tweet that said, Derrick Jackson kept referring to himself in third person. Thus removing himself from the situation. And it's like, no, if you actually watch the damn video, he kept referring to himself in first person. It's just when he was talking about the fans and a fan saying, oh, Derrick Jackson didn't cheat. He rhetorically responds with, Derrick Jackson did cheat. So it's just like, okay, cool. I'm not in the business of all this. I can't speak on no one else's relationship but mine. Yeah.
Facts. I don't even like, you know, obviously, you know, I'll tell y'all about stuff that's going on with me, but like, outside of like my friends and all, you know, like, don't nobody really need to know what's going on in my relationship, you know? Like, don't nobody really... And even with you guys, I'll come to you with like, hey, this is going great. Or you'll ask, hey, how's so-and-so, you know, when I was, you know, with somebody. But like, it might be, I'm really frustrated about this and I need to vent. And outside of that, it's just like, nah, we good. It's cool. Yeah. 'Cause that's me and her, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only people that are involved in this thing. So like, the whole concept of like, going on, you know, being like a YouTube couple or like a social media couple and like spilling and showing every little thing. It's like, that is so foreign to me. Like, I don't understand the obsession.
Also, you just brought up a great point. Please, please, for the people out there, you know, that are in healthy relationships, hopefully, don't do the whole comparing game or trying to be something you're not. Like, it's just, don't do that to yourself, because it's only gonna end up causing friction, probably. Like you said, bro. Like,
KYP, man.
People posting pictures expecting them to get a certain reaction or want to do X, Y, and Z. Like, just love on each other, bro, and let it be. Like,
we're so infatuated in this generational cohort with these superficial relationship goals, and wanting to be with someone that, you know, that will take me for what I am, love me for what I am, but we don't even put in the work to take us for who we are and love who we are. And a lot of people don't want to talk about self-love, but you need to get on that before you start getting these superficial relationship goals you want. That's just how I feel. That's just how I personally feel. Because listen, everybody out here on social media, and I'm really generalizing this, it's like, I'm single, I want to be with somebody. And it's like, everyone's saying they're single. Why is everyone single? It seems to me there's a big pull for everybody just today and start talking to folks. What's the problem here?
I think what you said about self-love is important. I think it's in this way that, like, you don't necessarily need to be 100% in love with yourself in order to be with someone, but there does have to be a base. There has to be something to work with, because then I think it makes this dangerous, like, correlation that if I'm not fully formed already, then I don't deserve love with someone else.
And I know that's not what you're saying. That's a good thing. That's a good thing that you point that out. But then here's the thing though. Self-love then depends on how you define it. If your self-love is you taking more time out the day to give yourself more time to relax or shower yourself with more gifts or going to therapy or something like that, that's completely different. That's a form of self-love. That's fine. But I see what you're saying though. Yeah, that's right. Because I'm not saying that no one's not going to be perfect. We're all humans and we all change to evolve over time. But just to comment on what you're saying, and I guess I'll be saying it differently. I'm not going to be with somebody if I'm not just confident, but comfortable in myself. And I have taken some necessary steps to uproot some internal issues that I have. I'm just not going to do it. Some shit that Derek Smalls didn't do, seeming how allegedly for 12 years, he was with someone that he had entanglement with somebody while he was married. So, hey, you know?
I know nothing of these allegations.
Listen, the It's Just Shows podcast take these allegations very seriously. Derek will not be here. I'm kidding. Jesse's been suspended from the podcast.
What happened? Wait, what did Jesse do?
No, you texted me. I remember because I was one of them. It was just me and Jesse that knew. And so you texted me like, yo, like, what's up with Jesse? I'm like, nah, bro, just wait on it. Like, it's good. Like,
I'm over here. Look, I'm completely out the loop. I'm like, did Jesse and Josh get into it? I was like, let me ask some questions.
I remember I sent Josh the whole statement. I said, hey, bro, put this down. Keep it moving. Divide, do whatever. Keep it moving.
No, he said parts one and two, and he said it as a whole thing, and I was like,
But yeah, he did. Controversy.
But no, like going back to what you said, like I feel like our, and I hate this generation.
I hate it too.
I think we are, because we've grown up in so much social media. We are so accustomed to showing everybody everything that we're doing. And we've had this discussion a little bit on here before, but like there's not a lot of people that are just like, yo, I'm hanging out with my friends and I'm gonna keep this low, or I'm doing this. And like, you know, if you're out on a date, if it's not on your regular story, it's on your close friend story, or it's in your friends, it's like, it's almost like this need to, I have to show somebody this sort of thing. And I think a lot of times when we're on social media and, you know, you're comparing yourself to a lot of other people, you're comparing it to the version of them that they want you to see. You're comparing it to their outside. You're comparing your insides to someone else's outsides. You feel me? Like, you're comparing what you got going on here versus like just what the glimpse that, because we all just show a glimpse of what actually goes on throughout our daily life. Even if you document your life, you know, hey, I had breakfast, then I worked out, then I did work. Like, you're still only showing bits and pieces of it and not necessarily the whole picture that, you know, you're comparing yourself to. Like, that's just not realistic.
Right. I remember talking to a shorty, bro. She, at first, on social media, she was showing all the stuff she was doing. And I was like, oh, okay, she popping. You know, she got some stuff. You know, like, that's nice, you know? I remember talking to her. And I remember there was one night I was talking to her, and she literally was pouring, like, and venting to me. I won't say pouring her heart out, because that sounds a little dramatic. But she was venting, though, and telling me exactly what was going on. But literally, like, a couple minutes ago, I see a post. I'm so happy. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I gotta go.
This nigga said, yeah, you know what? It's cool. Keep talking. Keep
talking. Hey, on some real stuff, like, on a segue, my tolerance now is so low. It's so damn low now. I used to put up with so much stuff. Now I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do this. I have literally stopped someone in mid-conversation. I was like, yeah, that was a red flag. I ain't going to hold you, girl. We done here.
Yeah, for me.
I'm not going to comment on it, but you said stop someone in mid-conversation. I thought I went to some other place, Jesse. I think, you know, where this is, we don't have the redacted here for our use, so I'm not going to, like, bring that up. But that's exactly where... Oh, I wish I could tell y'all that story, but I'm not. I can't. We can't.
I'm not. That's just still haunting.
We don't have the elevator music. We don't have the redacted. None of that.
That's. We gotta be at least like 5 more years removed. That's just not. I just can't tell that right now. It's too hot.
Oh Jesus! I'm sorry. What were you gonna say, Derek?
No, bro, like, I was just going to agree with Jesse, like, the way, for anybody that, you know, ever comes into interaction with me, has a conversation, you know, I've checked out when I just start saying, mm-hmm, a lot, like, I'm not listening to a word you're saying at that point, I'm just, yeah, word, yeah.
Is that like, how you be with your kids at school?
This is being recorded, so I ain't going to say that.
You said... No, of course not. Of course not.
I'm gonna just keep it low.
I work with CPS, so I can proudly say yes. I do. Every day. I check out on the ones that don't care that much.
Oh, man.
I check out on the ones where I'm like, yeah, they're going to be a drug dealer. That's going to be the one to do some dumb shit and give a damn bear some cocaine. That's going to be the one.
Full circle. Hey. Is there anything that could have gotten in Cocaine Bear's way to stop him? Like, is there any physical thing that would have, like, stopped a 900-pound bear just coked out of its mind?
A really big gun?
Even that, I think it would have taken a few bullets. It's not gonna be a one shot
type. My man said Elmer Fudd was out there.
Someone with just a musket.
Hey bro, I know them niggas was heated in World War II when they had to have no muskets.
Imagine you in the trenches. No, wait. Imagine you in the trenches, dog. You in the trenches, you gotta
right.
I'm like, bro, what?
Imagine, your hand clapped off by the time you just, boom, it's over with.
That's why you needed so many fucking soldiers and shit. Cause it's like, as soon as one person shoots, okay, next person, and they're ducking down, pouring the fucking gunpowder and cleaning the shit. Like,
hey, it was all over. It was all over till Big A was like, all right, bro, no slaves. Fuck! Okay, time out. I'm just going to say this. Either way it goes, even if they would have kept us, the North would have won. It just would have won. It honestly would have won.
They had 15 million people in the North versus like 5.
Exactly.
Like sheer numbers, they just would have won.
Sheer number. But when he was like, get rid of the niggers. Like, how do we get rid of them? How do we get rid of them? I got it. Freedom. Yeah! Abe Lincoln is by far the greatest and shrewdest politician of all times. That man was so racist, and loved this country so much, he said, I'm going to free them.
You know,
Hold on. Who was president during World War II?
I should know.
Was it a Roosevelt?
No, it wasn't Roosevelt. Roosevelt started doing this imperialist stuff. He was on this.
I'm not talking about Teddy. I'm talking about FDR.
No, FDR was during the 30s. That was the Great Depression.
Okay. Because I was going to say, whoever the president is then, who decided, you know what? Drop two of them things.
Hold up. I think I'll tweak it. It was FDR and it was Truman. FDR and Truman.
Well, Truman's like, you know what? We dropping two of them things on Japan. Boom, boom. And like... bombed the masculinity out of the Japanese. They started doing like,
hey, bro, shit. You gotta chill. You gotta chill, bro.
That's a Dave Chappelle joke for y'all. But like, bro, that's hilarious. Like,
bro, this is probably this has probably been done before, but like I would legit like watch like a TV skit show of like major events in history. Like if it was actually funny, like bro, imagine seeing like that, seeing a skit about I'm blanking on the name. Apologize, but the guy that got shot in the theater.
Abe Lincoln?
That was definitely Abe Lincoln.
That was Abe Lincoln, G.
No, wait, I thought it was the dude that shot him is who I'm blanking on.
Oh, John Wilkes Booth, yeah. He's just like tired of Abe Lincoln shit. He's just like, shut the fuck up. This big hat wearing motherfucker won't shut up. Like,
can you imagine like just going back in time and like just reliving all those events?
Just no, because I'm black.
I wouldn't want to look.
I mean, with a civil rights shield, with a civil rights protective cloak over you.
And like, I think you're going to say civil rights shield to like protect you from the dogs or something? Like, like no.
Back
no.
I say.
your fire hose will not work on me.
Bro, Derek had that. I've been like, hey, look, it's a preview of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's like, folks, we don't call him Anthony Mackie Jr. for nothing.
I'm just saying, go make daddy some lemonade. That's all I'm saying.
And why he always look like...
Listen. I hold the door open when we go out to dinner, right? All right? I mow the grass every Saturday morning, right? So if I want a sandwich, make daddy a sandwich. That's all I'm saying.
Now you got to perfect the, like, I know something about you look, though.
Hey, bro, that's the funniest one. He always look like he knows something about you.
I got a secret.
But I know something about you.
You went to HF. That's a private school.
This name's Derek, and Derek is at home with both parents.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Load up.
Imagine you as Papa Doc. It's hilarious. I'm not going to hold you.
I know dude was pressed when he got exposed. Like, he was in the middle of battle, like, wow.
I'll be pressed, too. I ain't going to hold
you. Knew, he looking at him like, you knew all that?
You did research.
Wow. I didn't know we was doing research for this.
Battle rappers don't do research. What?
Damn.
Word. Fuck, bro. Man.
He went on to be an Avenger.
What if his whole origin story is trying to get back at Eminem? I've been like, yeah, this gonna do it for me, bro. This where I check out.
Oh man. Shit, y'all got anything else or do we run the full gamut here?
I think we should stop while we're ahead. I'm starting to get really heated. We gonna have to just
cheat. Heated about what?
No. I'm sorry. I have filtered myself this entire segment, G.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so.
We're going to have to chill. We're going to have to end it today. Dang,
for Derek Small, for Kobe, who couldn't be with us today. Thank y'all for listening, and thank y'all for watching. Next week, it is a special two-part episode, WrestleMania week. And I'm just going to leave it at that. We'll do the whole setup in it, but we really hope that you guys enjoy it. B-Will worked his ass off for that one. Shout out to you for that. But thank you to Jayla's here and Kingboard for the outro music. And thank everyone for listening and watching on YouTube. Again, Ed is at jokes_podcast on YouTube. So please check us out there. And see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.